A very good evening to one and all. What a hot day down here it has been anyway. Now, it seems that already people are mourning the loss of the Olympics. They're wondering exactly what it's going to be like now that it's not here anymore. And I have to say, for as little of it as I have seen, because on other years, I would generally have seen more of it. But just due to restrictions, which we shan't go into, I haven't been able to see half as much of it as I would like to. But ultimately, I've got caught up in it more than I thought I would. Because, I don't know, I think I viewed it as an inconvenience, really. Since it was so close to London, or part of London, should I say, and us being so close and having to go and get Leah and whatnot and the tubes, and actually it wasn't so bad at all. It was like people had been staying away from the tubes or whatever. I don't know, I expected the whole thing to collapse, but ultimately it didn't. But what is life going to be like without the Olympics? And I pose this question, and then should I really worry about it? Because I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I still have the doorstep of life, and tomorrow morning, when people have got hangovers and all the rest of it, I will still get up, I will still have my cup of tea, and I still will have my doorstep of life. And therefore, I don't think I'm going to really miss a lot, to be honest with you. Not for by the fact that the Prem season is going to start next week as well. So, that is just what I think. It has been a great games for us, to be fair though. A lot of medals. And I think we performed really, really well. But yes. So the doorstep of life lives on, even if the Olympics doesn't. And, well, bring on Rio in 4 years.